Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Yeah, like the dude just said, we are indeed solid, conservative, and just plain right. It is Friday. Friday. They just are kids. I've got a friend who just found out that he and his wife are having their seventh child. Seven. Charlene and I just had two, which sometimes felt like seven, but both of my grandparents on my dad's side, they came from families each of seven kids. And we had some epic family reunions because of that in the summers every year, let me tell you. But I'll top all of that, though, by making special note that a good friend of mine in high school, Grissom High School to be specific, he was in the middle of a pack of 15 kids in his family. 15! Wow! That's epic. I won't mention names because, you know, I didn't ask ahead of time, but I guarantee any of you who went to Grissom High School from anywhere in the early 70s to the 90s had one of my friend's siblings in school with you. And what a great family they were, too. 15 kids. But the attitude of sharing and sacrificing and looking out for each other was just something to behold. And I believe their mom passed away just last year, a much-loved lady. She had 15 children, 25 grandchildren, and 6 great-grandchildren. Such a legacy. But as you've heard me say recently, too, Charlene and I are grandparents times two now. And yes, it's every bit as awesome as they say it is. And I got to tell you, I'm a sucker for the little ones. They tell me to do cartwheels, and this old man starts going head over heels across the living room. I'm going to tell you. Wrap me around their little finger. I mean, our kids, when they were growing up, our son and daughter, they didn't lack for discipline and minding their P's and Q's. In our house, it was yes, sir, yes, ma'am, clean up your room, do your homework, take out the trash, don't get home late. Of course it was. But there was also a lot of laughter, a lot of inside jokes, and you only got called by your real name when you were in trouble. But we also made sure that our kids knew from day one that they were much loved and it was unconditional, no strings attached. Their mom and I also gave them the full knowledge that we would have their backs if something happened. I remember once Caitlin was dealing with this awful person at her school, just a bully, that whole mean girl kind of thing. And we worked with her on an attitude of forgiveness, of recognizing the other girl was dealing with problems that made her the way she was. But finally, one day, I just looked at my own daughter and I said, I tell you what, next time she does that, if you just want to punch her right in the mouth, I will have your back. She just stared at me for a second and then she said, really? And I said, oh yeah, we're there, girlfriend. I'll take responsibility if that's what it takes. And I don't recall that she ever had to do it, but she knew at that point that she could. But good Lord, I mean, Caitlin could also wrap me around her own little finger when she was little. I will never forget when she was just 3, and I may have told you this, but she wanted her ears pierced. Well, I was just not into that idea at all, but, you know, for some reason, Charlene was okay with it, which left it all up to me, and then 3-year-old Caitlin Marie Williams launched the charm offensive, trying her best to bat her eyelashes and wear me down. And finally, one night, I was tucking her in and saying her prayers, and she up and says in that little 3-year-old voice, Daddy, are you going to let me get my ears pierced? And I just looked at her and said, oh, girlfriend, it'll make you look so big. And no lie, y'all, no lie. That little conniver, she reached up and grabbed my face, and she said, I'll still be your little girl. And I just like fell into a pile of mush. Total ambush. So while she was holding my face without even knowing the words were coming out of my mouth, I just said, okay, you can get your ears pierced. Never saw it coming. Kids, what do you do? Well, I'll tell you what you do. You fight for them. We fight for their right to remain children while they are young and to have the opportunity to move from innocence to wisdom at a pace that is commensurate with God's intent and parental consent. And folks, let me just tell you, there's a fight going on right now. It's a fight worth having. It's not just a fight for our kids' innocence. It's a fight for their very lives. It's for their hearts and their minds. It's for the right for us to raise our kids, to love our kids, to educate our kids. It's a fight worth having. You watch the news. In the midst of all the stories about foreign policy and wars and rumors of wars and economic trends and judicial action and who's running for what office, in the middle of all of that, you will also find that there are near daily stories right now that deal with what I would call cultural issues, an attempt by the left to transform the values, the mores, the thoughts, the likes and dislikes of our very culture. And I would hazard the guess that over half those stories deal with how the left seeks to grab the hearts and minds of our children and supplant the rights of parents to raise their own children. I mean, take a look at yesterday's action at the Alabama State House. Nearly a full day of legislative action on some of the most controversial things of the entire quadrennium. And all of it dealt with pushing back on the social reconstruction of our children and the environments in which they learn and live and play. Now, why is it considered necessary, or for that matter, controversial, that children should have to have a right to privacy and security in their bathrooms at their school legislated for them without the concern of another person of the opposite sex using the same facility? Why is it that we have to actually legislate that mental health counseling at school should only occur with parental consent and with parental input? And what in the world is going on when Disney has senior employees, even the CEO of the whole corporation, who insistently advocate for the right they want, to teach gender fluidity and cross-gender lifestyles to children in K-5? And here's another one. What doctor, in good conscience, is actually listening to a 6-year-old telling them that they identify as the opposite sex and wanting their little selves to be forever altered through medicine or surgery, and that doctor actually does it? Your Alabama legislature dealt with every bit of that in the final hours of the legislative session just yesterday, all of it in one day. Added to that, though, is the horror that some parents have of discovering that materials being used in schools train teachers to encourage the use of the children's pronouns that they choose without telling the parents. And by the way, that's happening in Huntsville right now. We are in an age where right is called wrong and wrong is called right. And the left knows that if we raise up our children in the way they should go, that when they get old, they will not depart from it. So they have tried to take the tack, though, that they should have an unequal access to what it means to raise our children. That if they can co-opt the parents' authority and responsibility, that they will have our kids where they want them. Our kids, where they want them. And that they are more likely to grow up than to be promoting themselves as leftist ideals and leftist liberals. Folks, they want our kids. They want our grandkids. And the fight is ongoing right now. It is real, and it is every day. Make no mistake when I say that it is a fight. But it's a fight worth having. To save a generation of young hearts and minds that we love, it is indeed a fight worth having. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, yeah. I mean, yesterday was a banner day, y'all. In the legislature, they dealt with all those things. Transgender treatments on minors, use of bathrooms by transgenders in schools, teaching things that we wouldn't want taught to our kids. All said and done, they dealt with all that in mental health counseling with parental consent only. It's amazing that we have to legislate those things. They seem like common sense. Well, they're not anymore, apparently. And it's a fight worth having. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.